The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Are people working today?
What's up?
I mean, other people besides us. Are other people working today?
My wife's got a half day.
Half day? Kids are off school, at least by us. So that means that the parents have to figure something out.
Yeah.
So someone is working.
Just let them run around the neighborhood.
It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
Did you hear our discussion yesterday, Jen?
I guess it depends on what discussion.
When you work on a holiday, it's not a one-to-one trade.
What do you mean?
It should be bigger than that. Well, we should be getting a day and a half off if we're going to work Friday because the rest of the company is off and we have to work.
Are you working on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grind.
Sorry about that.
I'm a grinder.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a grinder.
Grindy McGrinderson. That's what we call you. Tis the season, everybody. Obviously, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Sort of kicks off the holiday season. I was at a home yesterday in Michigan, and they had their Christmas decorations up. And I said, oh my gosh, it's so festive in here. When did you put your Christmas decorations up? And she said, November 1st. And I thought, that's aggressive.
That's when you can fit it in. It's when you can fit it in.
You're packing up your Halloween costumes and just rolling out the Yuletide log, apparently.
What about Thanksgiving decorations? Do you guys put up Thanksgiving decorations?
What would a Thanksgiving decoration even entail?
Turkeys.
Oh, we have. Yeah, turkeys.
No, a turkey is not an attractive bird. I'm not like putting a bunch of turkey decor around my house.
You're telling me you've not had your children make the hand turkeys at school and
course,
you put those up?
Those are adorable.
No, you just said they were ugly.
No, I'm talking about real turkeys.
You just said they were ugly.
Real turkeys are ugly.
Yeah, they are ugly, but they taste good. They're really
no,
good.
They don't.
They're better than a normal.
No. I will stand on this. I will die on this hill. Turkey tastes terrible.
Turkey in general or wild turkey?
Wild turkey, no thank you.
I don't think I've ever
Why?
Had wild turkey.
Oh,
it's much better than a butterball.
Is it the alcohol?
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, that stuff. Yeah, that's bad.
That is, you take a shot of that and you put your hand in front of your face to see if you can still see.
It's just a little hair on your chest.
It's not as bad as Old Crow. Have you ever had Old Crow? Oh.
Is it the same type of thing?
That's worse.
Just straight moonshine.
Okay. Turkey is bad. I will die on that hill. But Chewy, tis the season for one of your favorite things ever. One of the things that made you jump into our ESPN Milwaukee, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, talk and text line, the private one, the other day. What about this time of year really gets under your skin?
The car commercials. They drive me nuts. And I'm talking more Lexus. I'm talking Mercedes. The commercials are great. The one commercial, I think it was Mercedes, where they had them lined up like the reindeer.
Okay.
You remember that commercial? Or
yep.
No? I mean, they look very nice. They're done good. But I'm sorry. If you're buying your wife that for Christmas, you're a knob. Because all you're doing is showing. You're a poser. You know, and I know posers. I don't like posers. Do you guys know what posers are?
Apparently a guy who buys his wife a car for Christmas.
Look at me.
Oh, okay.
They're look at me's. I can't stand look at me's. I've been in clubs that have a lot of look at me's. I have a handful of look at me's down here. See, me and Angie have classifications for different kind of people. Do you guys have them?
No.
Like, we'll go, there's a poser. They're posers. There's toppers. You know what a topper is?
Somebody, you tell a story, and then they've got to tell a story that tops it.
There you go. Toppers. What's another one? Climbers. You know what climbers are? Jen, I bet you deal with climbers all the time. You have to deal with climbers all the time.
Yeah, but just for fun, tell us what climbers are.
When you go to the mothership, and someone comes over to you and starts talking to you, and then someone more important to you walks in the door, they ditch you and go right over to them.
Okay.
Those are climbers.
Okay.
Do you experience that at the mothership?
Yeah, for sure. What do you think motivates all of this behavior?
Selfishness.
I mean, he's a doctor, Jen. He's not a
college
psychologist.
No, I do have a minor. Well, wanted to finish it, I would have a minor in psychology.
I'm pretty sure the finishing is what leads to having. I'm pretty sure the having.
I have no problems buying your wife a car. None whatsoever. But do it the day after Christmas.
Or any day, actually.
But I guess I'm at a point in my, if I were to buy my wife something that expensive, we got to talk about this. Hey, honey, do you want a new car? There's a conversation that needs to happen before she gets a new vehicle, and she needs to be involved in said conversation. I can't just show up with a big red bow and a car in our driveway. Hey, dear, look what I got you for Christmas. That's just not going to fly.
This has got to be spouse exclusive, though, right, Chu? Your frustration, your ire, your complaint. Because, again, a lot of people buy their kids cars for their 16th birthday. Now, I'm not saying it's a brand new Mercedes for everybody.
Most of those are beaters. They don't make commercials for those when you're pulling the rust bucket into the driveway.
If you're smart, you will buy a 16-year-old a beater / rust bucket, but not everyone does. People buy their kids cars. You don't have an issue with that, right? This is just the Christmas morning, bow on top, snow on the driveway. Honey, you have to step outside to see what I got you. That's where you're saying this is absurd.
Yeah. It's for look at me. It's like, would you buy your wife? Well, I bought her a car. I bought her a Lexus.
Do you feel the same way about jewelry? BMW. Like if somebody's like, what did you buy your wife?
I think jewelry. No, jewelry, you're fine. I think women don't really like jewelry. Or at least mine doesn't.
Depends on the woman, I believe.
But also the jewelry. I mean, yes, can you get jewelry that is going to be as expensive as a Lexus? Sure you can. More often than not, you're not getting the necklace you're getting your wife for the holidays or a birthday is not going to be costing you 50 plus grand.
Like Gabe, I don't know why. Well, I'm not going to say it because I'll be taking people out. No, I won't be. I'll say it anyways.
Yeah.
Why everyone doesn't buy a lab grown diamond?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know? Can you tell the difference by looking at it, whether that's a real diamond or a lab grown?
I'm guessing if you were to go to the jewelry center and our boy Dean the Dancing Machine would get one of those, things you put up to your eye to look at the diamonds. I'm guessing a trained professional would be able to tell under some sort of microscope. I don't think that you, the untrained eye, is going to be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, because Angie's looking for an upgrade, and I'm like, all right, let's just do lab run. She's like, yeah, that's fine. I don't care. Yes or no, Jen?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother me one bit.
I think it's another status symbol. It's another, step up the ladder, right? If you want to be somewhat pretentious, if you want to be, you can, and you could say, no, I want the rarest of rare. I want a mine from the caves or whatever. You can do all of those things if you want to.
Just lie, too. No, it's not like, who's going to prove it? So, what are they going to do about it?
So my daughter, about 10 years ago, Jen, got earrings made from her grandmother's ring or something like that, right? Into earrings. And I'm like, no way. So I had cubic zirconium made up for her, and she didn't know. And I had her wear those. Well, what'd she do?
Lost one of the earrings.
Lost them, came home, bawling her eyes out. She was so mad, and I went, Gianna, those are the earrings right there. Those were fake.
Got to trick the kids sometimes.
That has got to be one of your best all-time moves, too. Okay? Yeah. You've told a lot of stories over the years. And while we chuckle at some of your some of your developments, that one has got to go in the Hall of Fame. That's a Mount Rushmore move by you, Chu.
Proactive. Because I have the mind of a kid, so I kind of know. It's easy for me to relate.
Well, so Jay Dome is weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube stream saying, isn't Chewy exactly the person that those commercials are geared towards? And from a tax bracket standpoint, yes. But Chew and Ange, well, you guys are notoriously What is the phrase you use?
Frugal.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say tighter than two coats of paint because that's what Chewy has said in the past. But like,
she asked me. Now, I have a boat down here. It's a fine boat. I'm not big on boating. You know what I love? Friends that have boats.
I was about to say, going on your buddy's boat.
She's like, do you want a new boat? And I'm like, nope. Why? As a piece that sits on the dock that hasn't left in 6 months? No, I'm good. I'm good with my 22-foot Cobia.
What would happen to you, Chew, if you just showed up with the biggest, most expensive Lexus SUV in the driveway for Christmas and you had a bow on it for your wife? How upset would she be?
I'd get a point. No, Gabe, there'd just be a point. 1 point. That's all she'd do.
Wait, hold on.
Bring
hold
it back.
Okay, thank you. When you said I'd get a point, I thought maybe you were like tabulating points, collecting points,
no.
Like some sort of star chart that my daughter had when she would go potty on the potty, right? You get 100 stars.
You did an M&M.
We go over to Target and you get to pick out whatever you want. So when you say you'd get a point, you mean a physical finger. Take it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it back. I don't buy her anything.
Out!
Because I bought her like for, you know, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. I bought her a nice pair of boots, Jen, when the tall boots, there's another name for it.
Are you looking for Louis Vuitton?
Nope. He's looking for a word you can't say on the radio, so thank you for restraining yourself, Chewy.
And she returned them right away, and I'm like, fine, I'm not, you know, I'm out. I'll buy a case of your favorite wine. That's it. So I don't. I just, okay. You know.
Lots of people weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line saying that I don't know how to make turkey. I don't make turkey, so I don't know how I could know how to make turkey. Colin says, if turkey tastes bad, you've made it wrong. Chef Ed says, Jen, if cooked and basted properly, turkey is an excellent tasting poultry. Saying that turkey tastes bad is absurd. Obviously, you don't know what you're doing in the kitchen. Chef Ed, I don't cook turkey. I just want to put that out there.
Who cooks the turkey?
Well, my dad always cooked the turkey. The last 2 years, it's been sort of a team effort. It's been a delegating sort of thing in the old family.
How have the results been?
Rather not say.
I think you already said.
If you say so. All right, we're going to play a little game today of start, bench, cut. Throughout the show on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, start, bench, cut. Chew, are you familiar with the old start, bench, cut?
Is it kind of like...
Yep.
FMK?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, I got you.
Clean holiday version, if you will, with a sports twist. So we begin with Thanksgiving
Gabe knew when
activity.
He said, is it
yes.
kind of?
Yes. Yes. I was just worried that he was going to say the actual words. Well, just the one word, actually.
Yep.
But yes.
Which you said on the air before.
I have, yes. Start, bench, cut. All right, we'll begin today's start, bench, cut with Thanksgiving Day activities. You have the Macy's Day Parade on television. You have a turkey trot and you have a turkey bowl. Chew, start, bench, cut, parade, turkey trot, turkey bowl.
I'm benching the parade. What's a turkey bowl? Football?
Yeah.
Backyard.
Yeah. I'm all in on that.
Well, that's a starter.
So what would that be?
That would be start.
That would start. So I'm cutting the parade. And what's the other one?
Turkey trot, 5K.
Oh, God. All right, I got to rethink this.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, you got to cut the trot.
Yeah, I got to cut. Yeah. I got to cut that and then bench. Bench is the other one, the parade. The parade's terrible. It hasn't evolved. It's the same characters.
How would it evolve? Just out of curiosity. They do new balloons.
Yeah.
You got Bluey out there roaming the streets of New York now.
It's not like they've got a 60-year-old Snoopy that they're just trotting out there every year.
They might have a 60-year-old.
Well, they're updating the balloon.
The best part of the parade is when one of them gets a hole in it and then it causes chaos.
That doesn't happen. Yeah. That's like in the movies or something like
before.
That.
Yeah.
You got this thing going.
Well, it's not quite as theatric, but they definitely get gashes and then come tumbling down, and you got people down there
trying to catch it, and then they're covered. Yeah.
All right, 800-990-3776. We're playing Start Bench Cut today as we get you ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. Our first one is Parade, Turkey Trot, Turkey Bowl. Gabe, your Start Bench Cut?
I will start the trot, bench the parade. I'm cutting the turkey bowl.
Wait, you are starting the trot?
Yeah, I'll start the trot.
Chewy, he's cut the trot.
Running guy now.
Running, big running guy.
But just
Mr.
because my
Miles over here
does one hey, half marathon.
It's two. Thank you very much.
Two half marathons.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now he's starting the turkey trot on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, where do you think there are more injuries, the turkey bowl or the turkey trot?
100% the turkey bowl.
Yeah, we need to get that. Families do need to get rid of the turkey bowl.
If you don't have a torn meniscus by the end of the day, you're doing it wrong.
Are families doing it? Because mine's always just with like aged friends. So it's there's not as many injuries. Well, in the past, there wasn't as many injuries.
Yeah, those if it's a bunch of 20-year-olds, sure.
Yeah, those things started to pile up as we got into our 30s, which I've stopped competing in them.
Yeah.
But I feel like, though, our family's doing that?
I mean, I'm sure some are.
My son already reffed the game with this family that lives down here from Muskego. Huh. He already reffed the game. Yeah.
We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of stuff to get to this morning as the Packers get ready for the Dolphins tomorrow. Did I see that Tua has never won a game where the temperature dips below 40 degrees? What is the temperature supposed to be this weekend? 20-something? Low 30s? It's going to be a cold one up at the frozen tundra. Tua better bring his ear warmers. We'll continue with that conversation next.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like a... Oof, like instead of a huh.
Yeah, but that's all part of taking the training law.
I do, but it's just such funny noises.
Did this get sexual or something? I don't know about it. What the hell just happened?
On 94.5 ESPN.
It's cold out there. A lot of golf courses, they're shut down. But that does not mean the golf season needs to end for you, because you can head to X Golf, located inside American Family Field. It is open during the off season and year round. Beautiful location overlooking left field. And I love going there. I play league over there, but it's a great way to keep your game sharp. And because of the state-of-the-art technology they have in those simulators, might be a good time to go get a lesson from my buddy Andy Barrett, who is the PGA Pro over at X Golf at American Family Field. And because it's such a great space overlooking left field there in American Family Field, it's a great space to host your next event as well. You have the simulators, plenty of space, plenty of bar space, great food as well. Check them out. Book that sim time, xgolfamfamfield.com.
It does feel like the Green Bay Packers just played against the 49ers, and yet here we are, just over 24 hours from them playing the Dolphins at Lambeau Field tomorrow night.
Saturday on a Wednesday.
So we were playing Start Bench Cut here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy in advance of Thanksgiving holiday. And on the Start Bench Cut list, I did also put noon 3:15 night slot. Chew, if you had to decide Start Bench Cut, a noon game, a 3:15 game, or the night slot, which the Packers will be in tomorrow against the Dolphins, how would you handle that?
I would cut the late game. I would bench the second game and play the first one.
I should have known that. I should have known it was going to go based on noon, then 3:15. And then since there's a very good chance you'll miss the second, third, and fourth quarters of the night game, you're cutting it.
Yeah, because you can still have a nice Thanksgiving with a noon game. I'm talking as a player. Okay, so they're playing at home. You're done at 3. You're probably home by 4. You can have a nice Thanksgiving at 5. The other games, you can't. You can't have it before or after the middle game, and you certainly can't have it before the late game because of tryptophan, basically.
Because of tryptophan.
Basically. The only reason people know what tryptophan is because of Thanksgiving, right? Like that's
in Seinfeld, yes.
What's the Seinfeld?
Well, I know.
There's a Seinfeld episode where they really lean into the tryptophan. I don't know if it's even in syndication anymore because, like, the indication is that Jerry is drugging his girlfriend with wine and turkey, and she passes out because of the tryptophan so he can play with her toy collection.
Yeah, but I took it as a supplement, Gabe, in college, and they had to recall it because it was killing. people?
Yeah, you had told me that before.
Wait, what? You were taking tryptophan as a supplement? Why?
Supplement?
What was it supposed to be good for? Look at Joshy goes immediately to Google.
Yeah, don't worry, Joshy. I have Googled this one before. He is 100% correct.
I believe it's an amino acid, and I think the recall was probably 90s-ish. And, a handful of guys were taking it on BC, and then they recalled it, thank God, because it was killing some people, which isn't good.
I had no idea that that was going to mm-hmm. happen. Do we have Adam Schefter coming up in just a few minutes here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Gang?
Most certainly do.
Okay, because I was going to get to this Ryan Clark soundbite where he talks about the Packers' creativity, but it feels like maybe we should save it. Joshy, what say you?
I think we should save it.
Yeah, because we got to get to Adam in, like, I don't know, a minute 30 or something like that.
Yeah, got to get there soon.
You want to do another start bench cut in the meantime until we get to Adam Schefter? All right, on the old start bench cut list today, we've got mashed potato stuffing and green bean casserole. Gabe, start bench cut your sides.
Right in that order. You start the mashed potatoes, you bench the stuffing, and you cut the green bean casserole.
No.
Green bean casserole, get it out of here.
No, stuffing is better than mashed potatoes. You make stuffing right. It's better than mashed potatoes.
Mm-mm. Not if you make the mashed potatoes
mashed
right.
Mashed potatoes is the quarterback of Thanksgiving. Okay,
everyone thinks it's turkey.
It is definitely mashed potatoes. I am cut stuffing, bench green beans.
What the hell are you putting on your plate at Thanksgiving? You don't like turkey. You hate the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Is it just literally stuffing? You're walking away with a plate of stuffing? What are we doing?
Here's what I got. I got ham. Okay. Nice honey glazed ham. I got a couple of dinner rolls with some soft butter on them. I got the stuffing. I got a corn casserole, which is incredible. Brought it to the Friendsgiving last weekend, guys.
That sounds good.
A little bit of jalapeno in there for a little kick. It was, tray was empty tray. So a little corn casserole. And then I make my dad's egg noodles that I make every year now. And so that's on my plate. I got a full plate of Thanksgiving stuff.
Are they buttered noodles? What do you mean noodles?
Egg noodles. You make the pasta. You throw them in a pot with
egg noodles.
Well, no, you throw them in with diced chicken and chicken broth, and then you let the flour cook off of the egg noodles, and it becomes a cream based. It's pretty good. I haven't made you guys eat my noodles yet. Well, that sounded
very is that a family thing or an
it sounded very inappropriate.
Yeah. We should probably go to break.
Yeah, Adam Schefter is coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
Initially, I was told from the jump, 3 to 4 weeks. I was told initially that the games that were most likely for him to come back were either the Vikings in week 4 or the Rams in week 5.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, gaming casual and fine dining, 2 golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
We are so thankful to have Adam Schefter on our show each and every week to talk a little NFL, to talk a little Turkey Day, to talk all of the things. Hello, Adam. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. How are you doing today?
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Appreciate it and hope it's a great holiday for everybody.
So we are playing Start Bench Cut this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And we just did our food category, which was mashed potatoes, stuffing, or as some people call it, dressing, and green bean casserole. Start Bench Cut, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green bean casserole. Adam.
I wouldn't bench any of them around, especially around Thanksgiving. I don't want to be criticized for any of them. Like, to me, they're all worthwhile. I could prioritize them. Like, I like some better than others. I'm not benching any of them. They all have a spot on the roster. They're all safe. I'm not cutting anybody, but I would prioritize them and I would make it in order. Well, 3 would be mashed potatoes. 2 would be green bean casserole. And 1 would be the stuffing.
Thank you. I said stuffing number 1, too. It's the best of that list.
There you go, Jen.
Why so? We
were on the same page.
Why so anti mashed potatoes, you and Jen? It's the glue. No? Carbs? Is it the
not
carbs,
for me.
Adam?
Not for me. I've had mashed potatoes
that taste like glue, so maybe that's it.
You know, like mashed potatoes, it just depends. Like, Some of them a little powdery, yuck. You know, some of them real authentic and tasty. It, like, I've had good mashed potatoes and I've had really bad mashed potatoes. And so the bad knocks them down to three because I'm worried that we're going to get a bad batch of mashed potatoes here.
Fair enough. Adam, why is the league so obstinate? Why don't they follow the model that the NBA and NHL does when it comes to playoffs? They reseed the teams based upon their regular season schedule. It just seems fair to me because I see a disaster coming this year where the Packers, who are probably going to finish with a pretty good schedule, are going to go have to go on the road and play a team that doesn't have as good a record. Just doesn't seem fair to me.
You know, that's the way the league has done. The league has always placed a premium on winning your division, even if it is with a poor record. And they've always rewarded division winners with home games. And I don't disagree with your point, but they feel pretty strongly about that. The competition committee's never wavered about that. I've never heard discussion to change it. And so the Packers, in all probability, barring the unforeseen, they're going to have to head on the road this year for the postseason and make their noise there, which, by the way, they had no problem doing last year, right? None.
Mm-hmm. Well, and until they lost in that second round. But, Adam, with Thanksgiving, the Packers playing the night game, they introduced this, you know, over a decade ago, having that primetime game in addition to the Lions hosting, the Cowboys hosting. Have they ever thought of a team like the Packers just consistently hosting that game, or do they like moving it around from place to place?
You know, what's interesting is that Detroit and Dallas volunteered to hold these games when nobody else would. And Thanksgiving Day games were not the thing that they are today. And so that was back in the day. Tex Schramm, I heard a clip from John Madden this week about that. Like, Tex Schramm volunteered, and so his thinking, and I'll always defer to John Madden's thinking, was that as long as Detroit and Dallas want to hold these games, they always should, and the only way that they should lose it would be if they voluntarily withdrew their services from wanting to hold it. Now, the third game has become something of a rotating deal. And I think that the league probably likes it that way because it can always schedule in what it believes to be an attractive matchup. And it's sure itself of some kind type of compelling game. Like this year, you get the Lions-Bears. It's a good game. Second game, Giants-Cowboys. I mean, it's Giants-Cowboys. It's football. We're going to watch, but it's like, okay.
Is it? Is
and
it?
Then you get the
Packers. We don't even know who's starting at quarterback for the Giants. I don't know if that's football.
Wait, I think Tommy DeVito will start, but okay, like we're hoping that Tommy DeVito's okay to start on Thanksgiving Day. Like that's kind of where we're at. So, you know, I think that the league likes having this third game that it can always rotate around. Plus, the truth of the matter is that they're playing all these Thursday night games now, and they're playing these international games, and so you have to budget it out and juggle it in such a way that it works out favorably so that you can position somebody on Thanksgiving night without there being too many scheduling conflicts. How's that water, Chewy?
That's delish. Tastes like potatoes.
Better than the mashed potatoes, I'll bet.
Tastes like potatoes.
Yikes. Adam, I guess on your podcast you were talking about this sliding doors moment that affected the Green Bay Packers with Xavier McKinney. Ultimately, what did you learn about why the New York Giants decided not to franchise tag Xavier McKinney, which then made him available to Green Bay, and now he is having another breakout year, been really the crux of that defense?
Well, it's funny. I remember that pretty well, actually. And Xavier McKinney did not want to be tagged. He wanted to be able to test the free agent market. And he told the Giants that if you don't tag me, you will be given a realistic chance to sign that. Now, a lot of people don't believe that because they just want to see, you know, the players trying to get to the market. But I think Xavier McKinney meant like he was willing to give the Giants a option to re-sign him or bring him back, even if he wasn't tagged. The Giants, I believe, were concerned that of all teams, the Philadelphia Eagles were going to sign Xavier McKinney. That was their concern, that he was going to wind up in the division playing against them. They really thought that there was a chance he would go there, but the Eagles had their sights set on another Giants free agent, Saquon Barkley. And I don't know if the Eagles could have afforded both Barkley and McKinney. That would have been interesting. But it's the reason, part of the reason I think they're not going to sign Daniel Jones. They won't be the team. At least I'm not expecting them to be the team that signs Daniel Jones, because at that point it would almost be like trolling the Giants. You know, you take their running back, you take their quarterback, and I don't think they're going to do that. But Xavier McKinney could have been franchised, wasn't franchised. Team was concerned he'd be with the Giants, wasn't with the Giants. Saquon wound up the Giants, and that freed up Xavier McKinney to go to Green Bay, where he's been, as everybody there knows, unbelievable. Just tied for the league lead in interceptions with 7. Giants, I don't think, have picked off a pass in 10 games. Meanwhile.
Wow. Adam, you told us last week that you believe that there could be anywhere from 7 to 9 head coaching changes. How many changes do you think there'll be at the GM position? Not as many? I mean, there's already a couple.
There never are. You know, the GM turnover rate is much lower always than the head coaching turnover rate. And we've already seen one GM fired this year. We saw Joe Douglas get fired after Robert Saleh got fired. So when we're looking at GMs this year, I'm just looking through my computer here. Like, we got the obvious teams that are out there right now. GM spots. I think we're looking at maybe 3 spots. Maybe 3 spots. Maybe 3 spots. I would set the over and under on GM changes at 3. Whereas the head coaches, I would set it at 7.
The reason I ask you that is because we read about what's going on with the Jets, them bringing Tannenbaum in and them releasing or whatever this list of potential GMs. And a guy that I know and love, John Dorsey, you know, and I asked the panel here, they don't even know where – he's been in Detroit the last 4 years.
Correct.
John just had that – he had that little hiccup in Chicago where I think that was more of a coaching problem. But people don't realize that he was instrumental with Andy Reid.
Yeah.
In Cleveland, sorry. He was instrumental with Kansas City during the Mahomes draft and all of that. I just don't understand the Jets. Why wouldn't you hire a guy like that who's done it before? He's worked under Ron Wolf. He's done it himself. It's just mind-boggling to me. Would you agree? I mean, I think John Dorsey's a hell of a GM.
I agree with you. And by the way, to me, the Jets have to come up with somebody that's experienced. You can't go to some young hotshot first-time GM. I don't think there.
Yeah, I agree.
They need in New York. In New York, they need a known commodity. I think. Although, I don't know. A young hotshot Mike Borgnazi in Kansas City, I think, is going to be a great GM one day. So that's a choice they have to make. But I do think that if they go young GM, they have to go experienced coach. They have to get somebody with experience in there. And they may have to get 2 people with experience in there. That's up to them to figure out.
Shefty, it's been a down year for Tyreek Hill as the Dolphins come into Green Bay tomorrow. How much of that has been Tua's out? How much of that has been the wrist injury he's been dealing with?
I really think it's more Tua than anything else. The wrist injury complicates it, but Tua operates that offense at such a high level. Look at Tua's numbers when he's been back. He's been great, really productive, really strong numbers. They're a different offense, a different team with Tua playing quarterback. And when he's not out there, team doesn't function. Thank you. The team doesn't function nearly as well. So if you take him out of the lineup for, 4 games?
Yeah.
Tyreek's numbers are clearly going to be down. And they were. Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle, they're not going to operate things the same way the Tua does.
Adam, you realize, God bless America, my voice.
What, Jen?
Good grief.
You need some taters.
I know. Well, I need a cough drop or something. Adam, you realize you are 2-0 on your list of predictions for the Green Bay Packers since we chatted. You said that they would beat the Bears. You said that they would beat the Niners. You also believe that they will beat the Dolphins if, things have held pat since we talked about that. You still on that trajectory?
Wait, hold on. When did I say that I believe they'll beat the Dolphins?
You said that you thought they would lose 2 games the rest of the stretch to the Detroit Lions and to the Minnesota Vikings. Oh, are you pivoting on it? You can pivot on it. I just based on what you said a couple weeks ago.
We're laying out a big picture, right?
But yes.
I'm able to adjust every. I'm going to say this. Tomorrow night's game is going to be closer and tougher than people realize.
I agree.
Yeah.
Adam, let me ask you this. Adam, let's fast forward to the next week. Because I believe they're going to face Detroit again in the playoffs. Green Bay plays Detroit next week. Would it be better if they lose to them by a big number or beat them? From a psychological standpoint, because I said lose to them, you know.
This feels like a trick question.
You know what? I remember. Yeah, I don't know why this one stands out to me, but I remember the Patriots just stomping all over the Jets in a Monday night game in the playoffs when Rex Ryan was the coach, and the Jets had to travel up to Foxborough for the opening round playoff game. And I always remember this. I sat down, happened to be home that day, pregame show, came home, and we sat down to watch the game, me and my dad. And my dad goes, oh, Jets are going to just get crushed today. And I said, the fact that you are saying that tells me everything I need to know. That means they're winning the game. And they did. And I don't think next week's game has any bearing on what would happen with a Packers-Lions potential playoff matchup. I just don't. I mean, if they lose, they lose. If they win, they win. I actually would argue maybe a win would be better. Like they could see, hey, you know, we could beat this team in Detroit. Fine, no problem. But I don't think it matters what happens next week as it pertains to how their potential postseason matchup would play out.
Chewy, I want to know why you think a blowout would be a good thing.
I don't know. I just go back to those years where Dallas, we had to go to Dallas every year, sometimes twice. And when we started out, we're like, I think we can win. I mean, and they were a much better team until it got to the point. I think we played them in the regular season and played them tough. And then that playoff game came down to an interception by Favre in the last quarter of the game where it was back and forth, and it was one of those games where whoever has the ball last is going to win. So I mean, psychology plays a lot, and I don't know if the fans know that going into game to game against different teams. I don't know. I always had the theory, Adam, that it's very hard to beat a good team, three times in one year.
Well, they don't have to worry about that. They've already lost to them once.
Well, yeah, so that's why
I'm just saying from the Detroit standpoint.
And then they play the Lions again.
Then they beat them in the playoffs.
It's tough for them.
Holmgren always preached that. Yeah.
I think it's better to win this game from a psychological standpoint. I think you can carry that momentum.
But we can't overlook, to Adam's point, we can't overlook this Dolphins game. Because this is going to be a tough game tomorrow.
You know what? And not to lean on what other people say, but I got a guy like in the financial industry. He's here in New York, and he is a diehard Dolphins fan, and he actually knows that team better than I know, than anybody does. Like, I'll call him, I'm like, what do you think? And he'll point out things. And he called me this week. He's always grumpy and angry about his Dolphins. And he goes, they're going to win on Thursday night. I go, they're going to win? He goes, they're going to win on Thursday night. I'm like, what? I'd never hear you say that. Now, again, it's just one man's opinion. But this guy's usually pretty sharp and pretty perceptive and knows his team very well. For him to say that to me, told me, this is going to be a close game.
I think the line is at 3. Some places 3.5.
3.5, I think, yeah.
Yep. All right, Adam. Good stuff from you. Have a great Thanksgiving with your family. Hopefully they don't work you too hard on Thanksgiving. I know there's games and whatnot going on, but hopefully you get to enjoy some of the Thanksgiving wares and festivities.
Well, I'm going to go with my green bean casserole and stuffing and ignore the mashed potatoes right now, Jim. We're going to get started.
100%. Just skip right over those.
Do you contribute all? Are you making anything as part of the Thanksgiving meal?
You know, what we do is we go to my wife's cousins, and there's like 40 people, and everybody brings over something. So we're bringing over pies. So that's the way it kind of goes.
Pumpkin pie, apple pie, just a whole variety. What are we talking about here?
Pecan pie tomorrow. We'll bring
That is, yeah. No, get out of here.
Out. Chewie's out. But he's in on mashed potatoes, but out on pecan pie. Okay.
Yeah.
You get a piece of pecan pie, you warm it up just a little bit. Fantastic.
I cannot think of anything other than When Harry Met Sally when someone says pecan pie. Do you remember that scene, Adam? Of course, yeah. Pecan pie. Pecan pie. All right, Adam, have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
He's Adam Schefter. Great to have him. We are so thankful to have Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And Adam Schefter each and every week brought to us by the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you get to 10 in NFL in the football game? How do you do that?
You can have 5 safeties.
That's a great point.
Which would also be a great endorsement for Derek Carr.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
Also a great endorsement for the quarterback. Continue. Yes. What else do we have?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Tis the season for celebrating at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Join them this holiday season for special events that will get you in the festive mood. They've got a brunch with Santa that your kids will love, a holiday marketplace, and one-of-a-kind dinner and a show experiences. St. Kate is also celebrating every single weekend at St. Kate. Special packages now available. You can celebrate the holidays with St. Kate and learn more by visiting stkatearts.com/holidays, stkatearts.com/holidays. I want to make sure I'm clear on this, Chew, because I'm a little bit confused, but that's not anything shocking.
He might be confused, too.
Chewy might be confused?
Yeah.
You think the Packers will lose one of the next 2 games. You said that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. You would rather have them lose. If they're going to lose one of the next 2 games, you would rather have them lose to the Dolphins than the Lions. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. Okay.
So he is confused.
Yes, you guys like
remember,
I said.
Hold on, and I'll get to it. Do you guys remember when Detroit was playing Green Bay at home? And I said this to Adam. And Green Bay had the win to get into the playoffs. Detroit was already eliminated. Do you guys remember that game 2 years ago?
That was Aaron Rodgers' last game as a Packer. I remember it not very fondly.
Do you remember I said the fact that Detroit isn't playing to get in the playoffs takes the pressure off them and they will play much better?
Yes, you did say that. I do remember you saying that.
So I said that from a psychological standpoint. They wouldn't play tight. They had plays that they could now put in, which they ran because it doesn't matter, and they played looser, and then they beat the Packers with a line that was probably pretty sizable. Now, there's 2 trains of thought here, Jen. One thought I have is lose to Miami and then beat Detroit, because I think that parallels last year where Detroit beat Kansas City, and that was a game where they said, here we go. We didn't think they were going to beat Kansas City in Lambeau. I know I didn't. And then it did, and that kind of springboarded them into like, all right, we're confident. Maybe we can get this thing rolling, and it turned out they did. The other one, I go back to Holmgren, where he would say it's very difficult for a very good team to beat a good team 3 times in 1 year. So I'm kind of torn between the two.
He's got so many philosophies on football, he doesn't know which one to apply.
But do you guys believe that there's a psychological aspect
to course, yes,
NFL
absolutely,
game?
Yes.
No, I think every player is a robot.
Yeah, Nick Saban was talking this week on our game day conference call about how you don't, and this is college specific, you know, for Saban, obviously, but he's talking about how too often you don't take into account the psychological aspect, the anxiety that some guys face. And even on the call, he brought up, you know, with college guys, he had to worry about how's his relationship with his girlfriend going. Mm-hmm. Are they on solid ground, or are they? Is he on thin ice? And how does that affect how he's going to play on Saturday? Yeah, I certainly believe that there's psychology. Between these 2 games, though, look, if I had my druthers, I'd like them to win them both. But if you're telling me that they're going to lose one of them, I guess I'd rather have them lose the Lions game, since it's already sort of a foregone conclusion for many people that the Lions are the best team in the NFC. So them losing to the Lions, Chew, for me, would kind of them just be kind of falling in line, as we have sort of seen the NFC shake out so far. What do you think, Gabe?
I think beating the Lions proves that you belong. Because right now, the Dolphins aren't on the level of the Packers. They just aren't. They're 5-6.
But they are on a heater.
They're on a heater. But the issue with the Packers this year has been when they've tried to step up and play some of the best teams that may be ahead of them in the power rankings, the Eagles, the Vikings, the Lions, they've lost all three of those games and really were only in one of those games. I mean, they had the ball with a chance to win at the end against Philadelphia. That's it. They didn't have the ball with a chance to go ahead in the second half in either one of those other two games, despite it being, you know, especially the Vikings game, a little bit closer than maybe it actually was because they scored late. This is an opportunity, if you beat the Dolphins, to go into Detroit next week to prove that, yeah, we're one of the teams that can be a factor here in the NFC. And if you go into Detroit and get blown out, okay, then it's same old, same old.
But no one's saying blown out. We're just saying lose. You can lose close.
You can lose close.
And it can speak volumes about your team.
But their last two losses haven't really, I mean, they were down 28-0 and they were down 24-3 at home.
I think you have to beat up on the Dolphins this weekend. Again, Chewy's hypothesis here is that they are going to lose one of the next two. I think they are going to win both. I think they can win both. I think this is an ascending team. Chewy just groaned. I heard it.
That puts them at elite. They're not elite right now. They're not. Okay? They're good, right? But the passing game does not put them in the category of elite. It just doesn't. In fact, Tua is playing better than Jordan Love.
Well, he's got a better completion percentage for sure.
I mean, he doesn't turn the ball over as much.
He only has the one interception. I have loved reading all of the articles that have highlighted how last game against the Niners, Jordan didn't throw an interception. I'm going,
He tried.
Throw interceptions. They were negated by penalties and other things that occurred in the game, but he certainly did throw one. Now, it didn't show up in the stat sheet. Chewy, why? Okay, here's the thing. I know you keep going back to them not being elite. I don't think they're elite right now either. I agree with you. But I think they can be. And I think you win these next two games, and all of a sudden other teams in the league have to start looking at you as an elite team. They weren't elite last year at this time, a few weeks before. But they started their heater. They started their run, where they started clicking off wins and figuring things out and everything sort of coming together. So that's where I think, again, we have seen this team, essentially a similar iteration that has actually gotten better with the addition of Josh Jacobs. I think they can do what they did last year, which is to start clicking off wins. But again, it's got to continue. It's got to go Bears, Niners, Dolphins, Lions, bop, 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 in order for that to happen.
We can't overlook this Dolphins game, especially, Jen, you read off the statistics last week about how with the cornerbacks, they're passer rating when targeted, and the only good one was Jair. Jair's not playing. This is going to be a tougher test than we want to think it is.
Jen, I think you're going 65 to 90. You got to go 65 to 80 and then 90, right? And if they won these next two games, that's essentially what they would be doing. And that's, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. We're going to see pretty quickly.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on right after this. We will continue our start, bench, cut list for Thanksgiving. Stick around.